President Trump, the Vice President, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are heading to Turkey today. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Look at the calendar.
My calendar is reminding me that October 16th is Boss's Day.
Happy National Boss's Day.
That was weak.
I should fire all of you.
Don't do that.
Boss. We have Kate.
And you're the coolest boss.
What about your brown nosers?
Brown noser.
Back to work.
You got it, boss.
You got it, boss.
Happy Boss Day.
It's showtime.
The boss says, let's play the name game.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And we hope Dana Havron is ready to play. Dana Havron, H-A-V-R-O-N. You are this hour's name. You have until 8 a.m. to call us at 396-5477. To make sure you're eligible to win our grand prize this week, a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. Again, Dana Havron, 396-5477. We're waiting.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
We were thinking yesterday that 1 to 3 inches of rain would be what to expect yesterday, and that is exactly what happened. Depending on where you live, I'm hearing a lot of people who were closer to 3 inches. I wish I was. I had 1.58, but I'm thrilled for every drop. The airport had 1.65. So I think the only places that didn't get the rain they wanted and needed were up there in the extreme drought area, closer to Lake Martin around Alexander City and into Coosa County. For today, risk of a few morning showers around. Pretty light, but you'll have enough drizzle to get the windshield wipers going. Cold front sweep through the area. I think we'll see improvement by this afternoon. It becomes mostly sunny, mid-70s. Jacket weather tonight and tomorrow night with upper 40s. Thursday and Friday, textbook perfect fall days with highs in the low 70s. Then over the weekend, we continue to talk about, we've been talking about for quite a while, that tropical low in the Gulf of Mexico. Will it become a tropical depression? And where does it go? Does it give us rain or what happens to it? We'll continue to watch it. Right now this morning, oh, yeah, we got to check these new 7 o'clock temperature. You know why? Because you want to know why?
Why?
Because we stay on top of it. We don't give you old information. It's 70 degrees right now with mostly cloudy skies at 7:04.
I want to do an experiment here to see how fast my hands are.
Oh.
Because on the counter, you want to know.
Why?
Oh, look at that.
Merger.
That was good.
I appreciate it. It is 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. The countdown to Christmas, you said, was what, 75?
75 days, yeah.
All right. It's getting closer. And as Christmas closes in, it's my favorite holiday. Yeah. And we're going to talk favorite holidays a little bit later in the show. A survey done on those. Halloween ranks a lot higher than you'd realize. But with it comes some stress. Getting a tree. Getting the decorations down from the attic and putting everything up and all that. Plus, shopping for that one person on your list that can be a little bit of a challenge. And this is why we recommend Brian Jewelry. Back over 63 years ago, they were the jeweler for a tiny little town called Prattville. Just a few thousand people. And, of course, Prattville's grown. So has Brian Jewelry, from a tiny little shop to a freestanding building at 7078 East Main. But the service, the expertise, and the quality inside Brian Jewelry, that only gets better and better and better. Most of all, it's a place where you can go tap their expertise, because they have worked with so many people over the years to create or come up with an idea that's just the right gift for someone that you're shopping for. They know how to ask the probative questions that provide information that help them make suggestions. I always kind of jokingly call them Law and Order Special Jewelry Unit. It works. And by the way, if you're shopping for any occasion and the person you're shopping for happens to be passionately on one side or the other of the greatest rivalry in sports, Brian Jewelry has two showcases, one for each school, that features first-rate merchandise. This isn't the tchotchke stuff you see at the convenience store next to the boiled eggs and the pig's feet. This is the real deal.
The what kind of stuff? I'm sorry. Say it again. The
tchotchkes?
Oh, okay. I thought he was that little kid on the...
That was Joni Loves Tchotchke?
Yeah.
What a silly show that was, wasn't it?
Just him looking at little things.
Hey, Brian Jewelry is around when Joni Loves Tchotchke was on TV, and they'll be around when
that's good.
When the grandchildren of Joni and Tchotchke are having their own show. 77780s, Main and Prattville. Join their club at BrianJewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. At 706, back to the traffic dungeon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are looking pretty good this morning. We have a good bit of traffic on Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, stacked up at some of the lights at Jasmine Hill and Redland Road. 231 and the Northeast Boulevard all the way around to the Atlanta Highway. Very busy there, as well as Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive this morning. Atlanta Highway is building. Interstate 65 and 85. We're getting ready for that big push out of Prattville coming in a bit. We have no accidents anywhere to tell you about at this time, so good job on this Wednesday morning. Keep it up. Your nails will be beautiful at Bougie Nails, and your hair is going to be stunning at Sheer Experience. Both are in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I get your note-taking devices handy, because coming up is Random Facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz, and they got some great specials this week. We'll go over those a little bit later. And yes, there will be a convoluted introduction this morning to part one. You got a good list?
A good list?
He's got a good
you
list.
Mean of random facts? Yes, of course, yes.
Okay.
No
need to rush.
I feel confident about it.
No need to rush. Just letting you, trying to keep you in your comfort zone.
I'm good.
What are we going to get him for his birthday? It's
give me a comfort zone.
Yeah. If you were listening last hour, by the way,
yeah.
Jay's birthday is Friday.
And so we came up with this brilliant plan.
We gave him a weather station a year ago, and we knew he hadn't put it up, so we arranged for somebody to come and install it, made a certificate of installation.
Yes.
And this morning, Jay says, guess what I did? I put up my weather station. Which kind of, as far as our little gift balloon goes... Well, that was the end of that.
No. I will send you a picture tonight, Rich, and you will see the finished.
I do want to see it.
Well, I think we should have a swearing-in ceremony. It was funny.
You can't swear on the radio.
I was laughing so hard that day.
But,
no, it was.
The day you got sworn in.
Here we are, all grown up, and we're having... It was like we joined Opie Taylor's secret club. 709, here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks. The two people detained in connection to the kidnapping of 3-year-old Camille McKinney have been charged in separate crimes. Police say she was kidnapped at a birthday party in Birmingham Saturday night. 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth is now facing separate charges for possession of child pornography. 29-year-old Derek Brown's probation has been revoked with no bond. The little girl, who goes by Cupcake, still hasn't been found. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager wanted for a double murder. 16-year-old Charles Jackson was arrested by U.S. Marshals Tuesday morning. He's charged with 2 counts of murder and assault in connection to the double shooting near Alabama State University's campus on August 15th. Students at Demopolis High School returned to school for the first time since the tragic deaths of their 2 schoolmates. 15-year-olds Natasha Daniels and Rayshawn Bennison died after they fell into the Tombigbee River and drowned. A funeral service is set for Sunday at the Demopolis High School gym. I'm Julia Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
October 16th is Boss's Day, a day dedicated to the boss. And no, I don't mean Bruce Springsteen. So then, who's the boss? Yol, hey, Angular, hey, where's Mona? I just love Tony Danza. He's truly a national treasure. Have a happy Boss's Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fathers be good to your daughter.
I'll let you know if it hurts. If guys don't want me to write bad songs about them, then they shouldn't do bad things. You never have to apologize. The rest is history.
Truth be told, I did more than that. I came in like a
wrecking ball. Nudity has never been something that I've ever tripped about.
Mothers, be good to your daughters too.
And now,
please put your hands together for the mayor of Random.
The mayor.
Bill.
Oh, nice. I was wondering
where you were going.
Where that was going.
John Mayer, yeah.
Especially the content of what was being said, I thought.
I had several ideas. They all sucked, so I picked the least sucky.
Okay. Yeah, you can't really go wrong if you want to talk about sucking in John Mayer.
It's John Mayer's birthday, folks. He's 42.
Yeah, I forgot they didn't really mention his name in there, but oh well.
Yep.
That should come as a surprise to nobody because...
I suck at this job.
And continuing the suckage tradition, here are your random facts. Did you know invasive species, not talking about...
Don't look at me.
Border crossers. Invasive species cost the United States $120 billion each year.
Now, what do you mean by evasive?
Invasive, not evasive, but invasive. Insects.
Women are invasive. Oh. Men are evasive.
Oh.
Like locusts and those kinds of things?
Things like that, yes. Exactly. Locusts and stuff. All sorts of different species like that. Animals, basically, is what we're talking about.
I got you.
Did you know in Major League Baseball, and yeah, you probably do know this, but in Major League Baseball, until 1950, the home team could decide whether to bat first or second.
You're kidding me.
I didn't know that.
I've never heard that.
I thought you guys would know this.
We're kind of on top of things sometimes.
Let me look at this then.
I'm stunned to hear that they could decide.
Because
I've never heard of a story of a team giving up home field. You want that last at bat.
Hey.
And by the way, the Yankees suck.
Yeah, they did suck last night.
Oh, I am
I heard.
Aaron Boone, you are an idiot. You are a moron.
I accidentally heard what happened.
Oh. He bats his best hitter fifth. Gleyber Torres. I got to tell you one thing. This guy has no idea about the...
Shut up.
Okay.
Where are they sitting now? Are they two wins behind? Or?
Well, it's 2-1. I love it, though, when...
they gave up their home field.
When John Sterling says, it's Gleyber Day.
Gleyber Day. He's the hottest and best hitter on the team. Give him the most at-bats, not bat him fifth, you idiot. Everybody in America is wondering that last night while you're sitting there with your clapboard.
Meanwhile, the Nats are in the World Series, and that's your sports. Now back to random facts.
Yeah, although we now take it for granted that the home team bats last... This was only formalized in the rules in 1950. Prior to that, it was the home team's option. It would appear that it is always advantageous to bat last since it gives the chance for a sudden death win. However, there are interesting cases where the expected did not occur. For example, in the very first game played by the New York Yankees, called the Highlanders then.
Yes.
On April 22nd, 1903, the New Yorkers batted last because the hometown Washington Senators chose to bat first. The reason for the selection was to have more chances to bat the new ball, which quickly lost its resilience since games in those days were often played with one ball for the entire contest.
That's true. Someday I want to look up again how many balls they use in a game, but it's an amazing number.
Yeah, now it is. They used to use one.
Right.
One single ball for the entire time.
In the actual game, it's about 10 dozen.
Is it 10 dozen?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you know Industry, California is a city in California? It's called Industry, California. It only has about 219 residents, but it has over 3,000 businesses and 67,000 workers.
Industry, California?
Industry, California.
3,000 residents, 67,000 people coming into work there. Parking must be tight.
It's an industrial suburb of L.A. in the San Gabriel Valley region of Los Angeles County.
There's something similar about Manhattan, too, about how many people actually live there and how many people come to work there every day.
Right. Much different
and
number.
And now they want to charge people to come into Manhattan.
I know.
Here in America.
And a lot.
Don't they don't I have to pay a tax because I live outside of Montgomery, but I work in Montgomery?
The occupational tax?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I don't know.
I don't know if that... I thought it used to be. Anyway, did you know the oldest tattoo artist in the world is a 102-year-old woman from the Philippines? I don't know how confident I would be.
If I'm going to get my first tattoo, because I don't have any, I'm not going to go to her, I don't think. First of all, she's in the Philippines. Second, she's 102.
Yeah. I mean, I had the experience of having a catheter removed by the oldest nurse working at Broward. Yeah, with the I mean,
had the shaking
her hand is shaking as she's reaching down. I put a pillow over my face and screamed into it. Oh, my God.
Did you know the first SMS text message?
Okay.
Ever since.
Oh, no. I got it. All kinds of funny things just came
out. Yeah, no, it's perfectly fine. It's not going where you think it's going. It was sent on December 3rd, 1992. It was sent by a 22-year-old test engineer from his computer to a phone. The message simply read, Merry Christmas.
Aww.
If there's a first text message, that's a good one.
It wasn't like, Watson, come here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just spilled acid on my crotch.
And before we take a break here, your final random facts for this segment. Did you know, of the two actors who played the old priest and the young priest in The Exorcist, the old one is still alive.
Max van Sydow.
Yeah, while the young one died 18 years ago.
The guy that played Damien? No. Father Damien?
Jason Miller, I think, is the guy's name.
Yeah, he was the...
I'd have to
look here. In the movie, Max van Sydow is...
Yeah, no. He's the older guy.
Van Sydow? He's got to be pushing 100. He was old when they made that movie in 73.
Hang on, I just had it here a minute ago. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Over 100 or under, Rich?
I'd say under.
I'll go over by one.
Find out if he's doing tattoos.
He is under 100.
Okay.
He was born April 10th, 1929.
So he
is 90 years old.
Oh, wow.
Well, they sure made him look old in The Exorcist.
Oh, he still looks. No. Not necessarily. He looks...
Looks every minute of 90?
Yeah. He really does. That's a horrible thing to say.
He gave a fine performance in that movie.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about something that can break your brain.
Okay.
The origin of the word orangutan. South Dakota. We'll talk about South Dakota State, I mean. Let me tell you about that.
Okay.
A tower in Kenya and Elvis coming up.
And we'll be right back to it in just a couple of minutes. First, a reminder that, like automobiles, the mowers have model years. And at Lewis Lawn, They are making room for the 2020s. Are we going to call them 2020s or 2020s?
I say 2020s.
Yeah, 2020s. Yeah, I was like that.
It's the fastest
with
way.
Barbara Wawa.
Bubba Wawa.
2020.
This is the best time, if you're ready for a new mower, to go and get one and have it fully warranted from Lewis Lawn. When you need service or repair, you bring it right back to them. So, yeah, the professionals choose Lewis Lawn because of their incredible service department. No matter what equipment they use or buy from Lewis Lawn, they can fix it or get it taken care of there. And you got such an incredible staff. Chad Sasser is the guy I want to talk to because the manufacturers all have different incentives and special deals and stuff, and he can turn you on who's doing what. But the brand names that you love, like Toro, Echo, they're a big X-Mark dealer. Shindawa and all the steel products. We were talking about steel blowers yesterday. You need one. Leaves are going to be hitting the ground real soon.
Yep.
With this cold weather coming in this weekend. And
that's why they call it fall.
It takes cleaning up just a matter of minutes when you fire that thing up and blow them into a pile. Lewis Lawns at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191. They're open right now. They open at 7 every morning till 5 every afternoon. That's Lewis Lawn. Traffic, and then we're back to part 2 of Random Facts.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, as Jed Clampett used to say, well, doggies. We got a lot of cars on the road this morning. I-65 and 85 are busy, especially coming out of Prattville this morning into Montgomery. Boulevard picking up a lot of traffic, 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville. All of the normal spots that you find busy in the morning are indeed that this morning. But we have no accidents, so that is a good thing. Drive carefully, buckle up, and please never text and drive. Bring your good credit to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They got a great selection of used cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, all starting at just $199 a month. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, listen up, here's part two of today's
Random Facts.
Did you know there is an image that can break your brain? It alters your vision for up to 3 months. It's called the McCullough effect. And I really haven't looked into it because I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah.
I don't really want to break my brain.
Yeah, check it out.
These images may affect your vision for days or even months if you look too long. The damage isn't irreparable, though, and the worst possible side effect is you might start seeing colors a little differently. Mm-hmm. It's called the McCullough effect, named after a psychologist, Celeste McCullough Howard. And one of the earliest studies of this phenomenon date back to 75. Researchers separated 16 people into 5 groups, showed them 2 different striped patterns featuring the colors red and green. Mm-hmm. After looking at each image for about 3 minutes, the test subjects then stared at black and white striped grids. That's when the effect started to set in, and participants reported seeing a pinkish hue in the black and white images. Hmm. One test group reported that the effect remained in full force after 5 days, while the other 4 groups said they still felt a weakened form from the effects 3 months later.
Wow. I see you got it on the screen there.
Yeah. So there's no consensus on what causes it, but some scientists believe it's related to the neurons in the visual cortex.
That's what I was thinking.
Can I tell you about the Beidel effect real quick?
Sure.
It's something I hate. Well, I absolutely hate when they're trying to verify your identity, and you go through all of that crap, and then they put up 9 photo frames and say, click the boxes that have crosswalks.
Or a bridge.
Now, I know what a crosswalk is, but these pictures are so tiny. And the definition is so poor.
I know. That's right.
And you have to go like through 5 different groups.
Find the bus, find the truck, the car.
Because usually you're wrong and you have to do it again. Yeah, because you missed one little fraction of a bus or something.
2019, find a better way. Back to you, Jay.
Did you know the name orangutan, well, yeah, it's orangutan, is derived from the Malay and Indonesian words orang, meaning person, and hutan, or hutang, meaning forest, thus person of the forest.
But you know what's kind of ironic about that word? Because it has orange in it and tang is fake orange.
And it was chosen by NASA's
astronauts.
Oh, absolutely.
That was good.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I think like one sometimes.
Yeah.
I wanted to be an astronaut too, Rich.
Yeah.
Did you know on May 17th, 1969, South Dakota State students descended on White, a small community 15 miles northwest of Brookings, and they attempted to drink the town dry. 550 cases of beer were consumed by 6:30 p.m.
Nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Was that... And we're talking about Rusty in the first Vacation movie, not Rusty Aldridge.
Right.
So did they succeed? They actually drank the town dry? Consumed all the beer?
Yeah, let me look that up for you. It's one of these long articles. Just give me the thing. White certainly got a lot of publicity, but sure isn't anything to be proud of.
said
an article posted in the paper that day. I certainly hope White doesn't have to contend with this sort of thing again, and I certainly don't envy any other small community which might be visited. Herney was right. The event did gain a lot of publicity. The event ended peacefully and even included a quote from their club president. They weren't pleased with the event, but it doesn't have to happen again. We, the undersigned of White, South Dakota, do hereby serve notice to all concerned that we are diametrically opposed to the repetition of the Whip to White Day perpetrated by students of South Dakota State on May 17th of last year. We will take whatever legal measures necessary to prevent the recurrence of an event which we believe to be an insult to our community. Wow. They were not happy about this.
Well, the bathrooms were busy, too.
I would imagine so. Mm-hmm. They attempted the task. The event was wasn't the only one of its kind. It was supposed to be a spring break diversion. It stands as the only riot to be defused in North Dakota to this day. Wow. Okay. No, they didn't. They didn't actually make it, but it was an annoyance for that place, for them doing that.
I'll bet.
Now we move to Kenya.
Kenya.
Did you know? The 38-story Times Tower in Kenya is designed to resist earthquakes. The only tenant of this 38-story building is the Kenya Revenue Authority. It's often the site of long queues, especially near the 20th of every month when taxes are due to be paid. Why is there only one person who lives in this, or who...
One business?
One business, yeah, one office.
It is 38-story.
Exactly. 10 elevators in this thing, but they only have one business that's in there. And finally, did you know that China was one of the only places in the world that did not release Elvis Presley's music at the time of its initial release? The few Elvis fans who managed to get their hands on his records often saw the material set ablaze by Red Guards and the government, who denounced his music as pornography.
Well, we weren't too far from that. Didn't CBS chicken out on showing him below the hips and all that?
When he was on, what show was that? I forget where he debuted that. But yeah, they started shooting him from the waist up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Milton Berle.
Oh, Milton Berle. Yeah. Well, those...
You've heard about Milton Berle.
Yeah, I've heard that rumor.
About
his portions of his...
Yeah. Those are your random facts.
All right. They're going to get together and crunch out a worthy $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Here's what you can spend $10 on. This, from today through Tuesday of next week, Kaneka Smoked Sausage. This is their 10th anniversary sale, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you, and it's a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I will certainly be there enjoying these prices on Sunday morning, as I always am at the Coliseum Boulevard Food Outlet. A pound of Kaneka Smoked Sausage, $2.98. 12 packs of Pepsi products, $2.97. 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, $1.25. Sandwich bread, Surefine, house brand, excellent, 77 cents a loaf. A dozen medium eggs, 55 cents. 2-liter Coke bottles, products, 88 cents each. And Bluebell ice cream, $3.97. Boston Butts, only 88 cents a pound. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend at Food Outlet. But if you need something today, go get it today because it's cost plus 10 throughout the store. And while the specials are nice, I know I save big money there every week, and it adds up over the course of a year. So take it from a dedicated Food Outlet shopper. Try them and compare. You're going to realize you're paying retail at the chain grocery stores. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street in Prattville, west of Highway 31, and right next to the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall for Food Outlet.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'd like to thank all of you for making my job easy this morning, because all I got to say is we don't have any accidents anywhere, but we do have a lot of very heavy traffic all over Montgomery. You know the spots you hit every morning that are very heavy. Well, just slow down a little bit and drive carefully this morning. Let's stay accident-free just as long as we can. Hey, you know, when you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Why don't you call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, here is your pop quiz question. In Major League Baseball, the home team decided whether to bat first or second. It was up to them. They could go first or they could go last. Until what year, when they said, if you're the home team, you bat last? Yeah. When was the rule instated? What year?
All right, 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. However, everybody that calls qualifies for our big end-of-the-week grand prize drawings.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family-owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
If you get a chance this morning to watch my morning video, you'll see who got a lot of rain and who didn't get quite as much as other folks. But generally speaking, most folks were happy. Most folks fell in the 1 to 3 inch range, but some folks down there, gosh, Wilcox County, 4, 5, more than 5 inches. Wow, amazing. But for this morning, we have a risk of a few leftover showers, maybe enough to get the windshield wipers going. Cold front sweeps through the area. I think we see some sunshine by later on this afternoon. Mid-70s today. Jacket weather tonight and tomorrow night with upper 40s both nights. And then textbook perfect weather tomorrow and Friday. Highs in the low 70s. Weather we dream about during the summertime. Just blue skies, perfect. Then over the weekend, watching the Gulf of Mexico. You know, the National Hurricane Center has an area to watch. Could that become a depression, and where does it go, and how does it affect us? Big question marks about the weekend. I put some showers in the forecast. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies. Temperature is 70 at 735.
Okay, let's go to Ty.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I'm not sure, but I think it's 1950.
That is exactly right.
No way.
Yep.
Man.
Way.
You broke the Captain and Sneal curse.
Oh, you finally won. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the last thing I ever won was a Captain and Tennille album.
Oh, my gosh.
How many years is that?
When did you win that?
Yeah, 70s?
I don't know. Whenever Muskrat Lev came out.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I won that by accident. At least this was on purpose.
That's four decades of contest frustration.
Well, we're glad our long national drought is over, right? I mean, you're now a winner, right?
Oh yeah, it's great, and I'm glad it was this station that did it too.
Ty, did you win that? Like, were you living here when you won that?
No, I was living over in Atlanta.
Okay, I was going to ask you what station you won it on.
You could have won it on me.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
I may have, but I moved coast to coast three different times since then.
Well,
I'll tell you,
golly,
we're happy. We're happy you're a winner.
Hang on, Ty. Let's say good morning to Janice. We got a winner, but we wanted to thank you for calling.
Hi, Janice.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Joey, for y'all's information, Montgomery does not have an occupational tax, but they did try to pass that one.
Oh, they did.
I think there was some issue at state level. Birmingham used to have one. I don't know if they still do or not.
Right.
But fortunately in Montgomery, we don't right now.
I'm glad you told us that.
I didn't think that there was one, but I do know that, about 10 years ago, that was a hot topic, and people made it pretty clear they were not on board with it.
Right.
Thank you so much,
Janice. They tried, and I think they had legal issues. So, y'all have a great morning.
It's listeners like that that make me less stupid. Here's Noble. We got a winner, but we wanted to thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I think they're
Noble's at the drive.
I think maybe at the drive-through. Yeah.
I have been searching high and low. Usually every day, there's three or four stories involving animals, and nothing. It's bereft.
We agreed on the conundrum here.
Well, but we do have a brand new Barney the Dinosaur, and this is an opportunity for parents with kids to take the trusted icon Barney and learn about a difficult topic. So it's a teachable moment for moms and dads who are taking their kids to school. And today's topic is aliens. The ones that come across the border. Real aliens, like, you know, the kinds that burst out of your stomach.
Area 51 aliens.
Those kind of aliens. Coming up right now at 7:39 is Fox Business.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
More major banks are reporting better than expected earnings. Bank of America and U.S. Bancorp both had a strong summer quarter. They're encouraging signs in negotiations to end the month-long United Auto Workers strike against General Motors. The New York Post says the two sides have reached an agreement to give temporary workers a clear path to becoming full-time employees. GM CEO Mary Barra met personally with UAW negotiators for a second time yesterday to encourage the end of the strike. MGM Resorts is selling its Bellagio and Circus resorts in Las Vegas. MGM is planning to expand its legal sports betting business. It hopes to do business in Japan as well. Japan just approved allowing up to 3 casinos there. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over 1 million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business. Oh, I'm ready! Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Network, I'm Julia Brooks. The two people detained in connection to the kidnapping of 3-year-old Camille McKinney have been charged in separate crimes. Police say she was kidnapped at a birthday party in Birmingham Saturday night. 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth is now facing separate charges for possession of child pornography. 29-year-old Derek Brown's probation has been revoked with no bond. The little girl who goes by Cupcake still hasn't been found. In West Alabama, students at Demopolis High School returned to school for the first time yesterday since the tragic deaths of their two schoolmates. 15-year-olds Natasha Daniels and Rayshawn Bennison died after they fell into the Tombigbee River and drowned. A funeral service is set for Sunday at the Demopolis High School gym. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager wanted for a double murder. 16-year-old Charles Jackson was arrested by U.S. Marshals Tuesday. He's charged with two counts of murder and assault in connection to the double shooting near Alabama State University's campus on August 15th. I'm Julia Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids. The universe is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about aliens. When something in the sky is looking a little suspicious, there's a UFO. Tell everyone you know. You get probed, those aliens are vicious. Some people think aliens are already here on Earth. This could be a bigger threat to kids than vampires and ghosts. If you're sleeping and then outside your window, there are flashing lights making your backyard glow. Don't let those aliens see you, cause they probably want to eat you, and it's horrible to hear them crunch your bones. Don't worry, if you're an American kid, you're probably so fat the aliens will leave you alone for fear of alien heart disease. They're pretty health conscious. Barney loves you!
Simba!
Alien her.
We're going to try something a little bit different here. It is time for Animal Stories. News Talk 93.1 FM. One more sound.
There you go.
There we go. All right, now what we're going to do a little bit differently here is something I've been experimenting with in the afternoon, doing reading.
I'm now reading.
In front of a roaring fire, using sound effects for the fire. So I'm going to tell you the story about Riley, the naughty beagle. Fire, please.
That's fire?
I have to go to the bathroom now.
One night, as my ex and I went to sleep, we couldn't shake the feeling that there was a pungent smell in our room. We searched everywhere, but there was nothing to be found, so we just figured we were being ridiculous, and we went back to sleep. This continued for several days. That is, until I accidentally dropped something behind our bed frame. As I crawled under the bed to pick it up, I saw it. A large poo in a small nook in the wall, conveniently located right below our pillows.
Oh.
We had been sleeping with the scent of dog poo under our noses for almost a week. That still doesn't beat the time Riley decided that he'd poo up against our white bedroom walls, though. Yeah. That's the story of Riley.
She's a wonderful housekeeper, she is.
Yeah. A week?
I don't think I would have gone a whole week not knowing.
Right?
Would you like to hear the story about Harriet and Rattle the Sheepdog?
Okay. All right.
Well, you know, sometimes I like to try things on the fly before they're factory tested.
Yeah.
I'll save Harriet and Ratty the Sheepdog from Southwest London for tomorrow.
Okay.
And right now, many people are deciding, well, what can I listen to tomorrow?
Good-looking dog.
Yeah, actually,
good-looking dog, yeah.
Well, according to the owner, always been a nervous animal, like most nervous dogs. He had a thing. By the way, that's something that CBD products help with, too, anxiety. Marissa from your CBD store. If you got a dog that gets real anxious with stormy weather,
yeah,
give them one of those treats, and it helps them. Just thought I'd pass it along while the timing was hot.
Nice.
All right, we have a conundrum.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I put it.
Do you know where I buried it? Oh, here it is.
I hope so.
And it's
a good one, I think. It's. I made a notation of them under it.
Yeah.
Half of parents admitted to doing this even if their kids aren't around.
Not that.
Half of parents admitted to doing this even if their kids aren't around. So what is this activity that they do even if the kids aren't around? And we already know.
Not that.
Whatever that may be.
272-9228 is our number. And we would love to give you a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro on this National Bosses Day. And now a word from our boss. Which is kidding. Old buttery one. It is 747. Montgomery Paint and Body, for 3.5 decades now, has become the... Oh, did I give the number? 272-9228?
Yeah, sure. 272-9228. You gave the number.
Area code 334.
I need...
272-9228.
CBD products for memory. Montgomery Paint and Body was built... Yes, it's brick and mortar, and yes, of course, they have high-tech tools and amazingly talented people who can do... When you bring a car there after it's been in a wreck and you think, how are they going to make this look as good as new, maybe better? They do. But a key to that formula is Donnie Turner's standards, his ethics. From day one, he said, we're not going to do this game where insurance adjusters say, well, you can skip that step in the repair process and just pocket the money because the driver, the owner of the car, is not going to know. And in many cases, that would be true. There's a lot of stuff that goes on underneath the car that most of us just aren't well-versed enough with automobiles to understand. And there was a lot of that. Not just here. That was kind of like almost an epidemic nationwide with disreputable car repair places. Donnie stood his ground, and guess what? Now Montgomery Paint and Body is the gold standard for automobile body repair. Good as new, maybe better. Yeah, it sounds cute, but it's the promise that they deliver at MPB. So after you've been in a wreck, your insurance adjuster will be thrilled to hear you're taking it there. And there's nothing like that rollout moment. The last time you saw your car, it was crumpled and mangled. Then it comes out, and it's like, wow. Their number is 27REC with a W for Donnie and Brandon Turner at MPB. We'll take a couple of guesses on the conundrum right after this short break. Jason, K-Rod, and Cam Stanley.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident to report on I-85. We believe this is going to be out near Mount Meigs at mile marker 15 to 16. A four-car accident with injuries. Use caution if you're coming inbound on I-85. Watch out for the emergency vehicles. Some other congested points around the city right now. Taylor Road from I-85 to Vaughn Road. Troy Highway at Bell Road. The Boulevard is very busy. Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive. And it is very busy coming out of Prattville on I-65, especially where 143 joins out of Millbrook. Use caution and keep it here for more traffic updates. Thursday night, $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Saturday night is $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw night. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's time for your day at the office hack. Just remember, a two-hour meeting is almost as productive as a single well-written email. And that's your day at the office hack.
That's true. All right, we got a conundrum going here. And again, it's something that almost half of adults admit to doing, even when the kids are around. And again, this word of caution from Rich Thomas.
Not that.
And we start with Jason. Good morning.
Hey, Jason. Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, good. What do you think the answer is to this?
I'm going to say watching cartoons.
Watching cartoons?
Watching cartoons. That sounds like a great guess. It is.
Oh, my gosh. On the first, and look at all those blinking lights on that phone.
Oh, yeah.
With first caller.
Well, now, everybody that called, you didn't waste your time because you were in our end-of-the-week prize draw.
This is true.
So don't feel bad. You didn't waste your time.
Well, that's awesome. I'm a first-time caller also.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
How about that?
Jason, welcome, man. We're glad to have you, and we hope you'll continue to listen. And
how long have you been listening?
Probably 2 years now, first time calling.
Oh, wow. Man. Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. You have made our morning. We
appreciate love our first time calling.
We also have a Carpenter's album with Muskrat Love.
It was actually won by somebody else 40 years ago, but we're cleaning out our prize closet.
Yes, right.
So
hang on just a second, man.
Well, sometimes we budget a certain amount of time to do a contest, and
right,
we end up a little short, but hey, we got all kinds of stuff.
The phones went crazy on that one.
Yes, they did. Let's talk about favorite holidays.
Our survey said
58% of people between 18 and 34 say Halloween is one of their favorite holidays.
Okay.
Which includes 1 in 10 who say it's their absolute favorite. And, you know, one of those 10 would be Goose.
She loves Halloween.
You know, it's, we always had fun in Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Did I ever tell you my Batman story?
I'm not sure about the Batman story.
All right. I forget the name of the company because she was 4. But she loved Batman when she was a little kid, and there was a Batman outfit in this catalog that had a tool belt and really cool stuff. Not one of those discount Dracula capes, but the real Batman, the whole thing.
Yeah.
The logo on the chest. And that's what she wanted. And now this is in September. So this is before internet. So I called up and I placed an order, and every day I pick her up. Did my costume come yet? Well, it gets to be October 29th, and it has not arrived. I called up the company and said in the most direct, respectful way possible.
This is my daughter we're talking about here.
That if my daughter's costume doesn't arrive,
yeah,
I kill you.
Okay. Are we on the same page now? Do you understand that my child's entire Halloween rests on your ability to deliver what I ordered and paid for a month ago?
Yeah.
And it came the next day.
Oh.
And it was like $40-$45, which is
back then,
1994, that's pretty good money.
It was like $100.
But it's one of those memories you have as a parent where you don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Right.
So we start trick-or-treating. Batman goes up to one of these houses that had an electronically tripped thing that dropped down to scare trick-or-treaters. And Batman came flying down that driveway crying because it startled the bejeebers out of her. And on one hand, because she's Batman, so what if a thing drops down? On the other hand, I hated to see her crying. You know me. You know my relationship with her. Not laugh, but with the passing of time, it becomes a little more of a warm fuzzy than...
Right, than it was at that moment.
I wanted to go up to the front door of the house and do to them, right. You know, what the costume company almost did to us. So, anyway, Halloween, 1 in 10 people. 50% of people with young kids and 45% with teens say it's one of their favorite holidays. But I will say this. It's only natural. I lived in Florida for a long time.
Right.
And come here and you wonder how holidays are celebrated. And in Florida, it's a competition to out-Griswold your neighbor, no matter what the occasion. If somebody else in your cul-de-sac has fireworks, you got to have more. Mm-hmm. If somebody else has Halloween stuff out in the front, you got to go out and buy a skeleton that's bigger to bury in your grass. And same thing with Christmas. I have this fantasy where I ride through the streets of my old neighborhood in beautiful Cooper City, Sue Ellen Fartleman Mayor.
What?
Shooting a dart gun at all the inflatables.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there are streets that smell like hot rubber in December because there's 5 inflatables out in front. It's really ridiculous.
You know, I think the bad thing about the inflatables during the holidays are during the daytime, they just look so pitiful, just all deflated, laying on the ground.
I know. And you wonder, can outdoor creatures chew holes and that kind of stuff?
Right. Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, there's nothing worse than going out and seeing your Snoopy.
Yeah. You know, a cat walks across it.
They even have, like, inflatable snow globe things for outside.
Sure.
There was one I wanted to get. It was a Santa sleigh, and this is so Florida. It was a Santa sleigh, looked really nice, and it came with a package of runway lights. So you put the sleigh up, and it was propped up on a couple of sticks.
Sticks?
Yeah. And then you put the runway lights in front of it, because that's where he's landing towards your front door.
Oh, that's cool.
And I looked everywhere. I wanted to get that for my lawn, and I've never seen it anywhere else.
Didn't you get... You got the thing you just stick in the ground that puts lights up on...
All those dots
right?
Now?
Yes, and that's... First of all, it doesn't burn nearly as much electricity.
Right.
But it looks great, and you can do different things.
First year that came out, the FAA was a little upset about it because they were worried that airplanes were going to be messed up trying to land.
Yeah, because of the red laser light.
The laser lights, yeah.
Kaiser Fine Furniture saves you money, not just with the great prices on the Mammoth. I don't use that word often. Mammoth selection in their store. It's really a very functional building. They didn't invest a lot of money in trappings and excesses. It's a functional building with miles and miles of aisles of every type of furniture you could think of. Stella is your navigator at Kaiser. She is the woman that can help you look for specific things and find you the best deals on the types of furnishing you're looking for, whether it's one item like the recliner that we bought, or you need a whole suite of furniture for a bedroom or a living room. Go to Kaiser. Not only will you get a great price, but you'll save on the sales tax because they're just beyond the greedy reaches of the Montgomery sales tax, 8.5% instead of 10%. So you save two ways at Kaiser Fine Furniture, 45%.